Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yud Aleph. We are up to Sif Vav, which is the last line on page 248. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, Hoya lufonov tavshil mikemach kusmin vishibola shual vishipon. A person had in front of him a dish that's made from flour, which is spelt flour, or oat flour, or rye flour. The gefen usaina verimon, and he has also one of these three fruit, which are from the zayin minim. Either he has grapes, or he has figs, or he has a pomegranate. Kevan de mevarach ala tavshil borei mine mizonos. Since the bracha on the dish of the spelt oats or rye is borei mine mizonos, brachas o kodemes. So that bracha goes first before the bracha on these zayin minim. Af agav da hanoch mimin shiva. Even though these fruit that he has in front of him are from the Zayin Minim, the Ihu Lav Mimin Shiva, and these grains, the spelt oats and rye, are not from the Shiva Saminim, Mikomokom Kevan the Chashivi. Since they are Chashiv, why are they Chashiv? The Avdi Minayu Pas, because you make from them bread, Umuvarech Alayu Hamotzi Ubrechas Hamazon, and when you make from them bread, the Brachas Hamotzi Ubrechas Hamazon. Therefore, even though now you only made a dish and the brachas mezonos, kodemes, they take precedence. Afagav de lo avdinu pas, even though you didn't make them into bread, since they are from materials, from ingredients that could be made into bread, even though it's just a regular mezonos dish, and it's made out of spelt oats and rye, it will go before the bracha on the fruit that are from the Zayin Minim. So the Mishavura begins over here on page Kuf Chav Hei, we're up to Sivkotan Lamed Aleph. We said that these mizonos products that are made out of spelt oats and rye are not from the Shivas Aminim. Says the Mishabura, Afagav de Kusmin min chitin. Even though the emes is that Kusmin, which is spelt, is a type of wheat, Vishibola shual vishipon, and oats and rye are min seorim, they're a type of barley, so they really are from the Zayin Minim as well. Mikomakom still, Kevan de Ein Niskarin Behedya Bakra. Since they are not mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk, Ein Behem Chashivus Minshiva Kolkach. They do not get the importance of the Minshiva so much, Kemo Amifurashin Behedya Bakra, like those who are explicit. So over here you have these fruit, the Gefen, the Teina, and the Rimo that are explicit in the Pasuk. So they have a Milo in terms of the Shivas Aminim. And then you have the spelt oats and rye Mizonos, which even though it's also part of the Zayin Minim, it's not explicit, so it's a lower grade in terms of the Zayin Minim. They went out, these spelt oats and rye products that are Mizonos went out because, again, they could be made into bread. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotin Lamed Hei, the Avdi Minayu Pas, because you can make from them bread. Vigam heim bichlal chitus ora dekra al kaponim. And like we just mentioned, at least they are part of the pasuk that talks about the zayim minim. They are chita and seora as well. They're not explicit, but they are included in the chita and the seora. The chita u'seora kodmin legefen u'seina verimum. And chita and seora do come before the gefen, the teina, and the rimon in the pasuk. The Kosova Magen Avram, the Dafka Hani de Chashivi Kan, Dafka these that are specified over here. In other words, you'll notice in the Mechaber, when he mentions the Zayin Minim, he only mentions Gefen, Te'ena, Verimot. He doesn't mention all the fruit that are Zayin Minim. So the Magen Avram writes, it's Dafka these fruit that are mentioned here. Aval Zaysim. But when it comes to olives, which are not mentioned here, Im Tavshil Shel Shibola Shual, so you have together an olive, and you have that with a dish that's made out of oats. Zaysim kodmin. The zaysim wood went out, and you make the bracha first. Mishum du muktavim bakra. Because zaysim are earlier in the pasuk, because again it says, Eretz zayshemen udvash. So since it says zayshemen right after the second word Eretz, so that's considered first place. And the chitu seorah, the seorah is only second place. So therefore the zaysim would win out over the dish that's made out of oats. But many achronim argue on this, the cannabis of Kotan Chafei, that we saw earlier in Sekotan Chafei, B'Shem de Levush, and others, Ayin Shom. They say that it's not true that even in this case, when you have the olives, which are closer to the word Eretz, and you have the other ingredients that are oats, that are a type of barley, they say still the oats would win out. The Ata Novo Levar Seder Hamilos Biktsara. And now, as we conclude the siman, the Mishabura says, I will summarize and explain the order of the different Milos of the Brachos that come first in an abbreviated fashion. Whatever is going to be mentioned in this list later than its friend, it's a lower grade, it's lower in the list. Number one, the first order in terms of making brachos is hamotzi, afilu mipashel shivula shu'al v'shipum. Even if it's bread made out of oats or rye, that is number one on the list. If you make a hamotzi on it, that comes first. Next is borei minei mezonos al ma'isa kedera dechitim. Next important would be a dish that is mezonos, and it is something that is made out of wheat. Next on the list would be a borei minei mezonos al ma'isa kedera desorim. It's some kind of dish that's also mezonos, but it's not made out of wheat, it's made out of barley. That again, obviously, is lower than the one that's made out of wheat. Borei minei mezonos al ma'isa kedera deshibola shu'al v'shipon. Under the wheat and under the barley will be a mezonos dish that is made out of oats or rye. Shu gamkein min sorim. They're also considered a type of sorim. Ubore min mezonos the sorim. And this mezonos dish of barley, kaven the sorim befurish bakras, since barley is explicit in the pasuk, kodam lahan, it comes before the shibolash and the shual, vafiu la kusmin shuhu min chitim hu gamkein kodem. Barley comes before the spelt, even though spelt is a type of chita, and chita comes before saora, but the actual saora is mefurish in the pasuk, and the kusmin is a type of chita, but it's not mefurish in the pasuk, so the barley will come first. So after we take care of the hamotzi and all the different categories of mezonos just mentioned, the next in the order of chashivas is borei piragofen. So on wine, you'll make a borei piragofen, that will come after the hamotzi and the mezonos will be borei piragofen. After that, when we get to the Zayin Minim, will be Zaysim, Tmarim, Va'anovim, Te'ena, V'rimon. So number one out of the Zayin Minim from the fruit will be Zaysim, and then will be Tmarim. As we know from the second word Eretz, it's Eretz, Zay, Shemen, Udvash. So Zay, Shemen is Zaysim, and Dvash is Tmarim. They're number one and number two in the second word Eretz. And then we go back to place number three, four, and five from the first word Eretz. So after them comes Anovim Te'ena V'rimon. So that's the order of how you make the brachos. If you look in the Shaar Tzion over here in Chav Ches, he writes, after B'mogen Avram V'taz Kosvu, Dizesim Kodem Lemine Mizonos the Sa'orim. Here in the list we just brought down, we said the Mizonos the Sa'orim comes before Zesim. But in truth, the Magen Avraham and the Taz really write that Zaysim come before the Mizonos of Seorim. Kvarkasadnu le'elba mishabura. We already wrote earlier in the mishabura. We just added a few lines ago and a few days ago. Taharbe achronim cholkum al zeh. Many achronim argue on this. Usvirlu, and they hold this Seora kodman, that barley comes first. Umenelo hu adin the shibola shua v'shipum. And so too, the oats and the rye also comes first. V'chein mucha be'evin ha'uzer ayin sham. Fine. Continues the Mishabura at the end of the first wide line. So after we have the Hamotzi, we have all the Mizonos in their order. Then we have the fruit, the five fruit of the Zayin Minim in their proper order. After that is Bari Priya 8 on regular fruit. Then is Bari Priya Dama on a vegetable. And then is Shahakol. Ubuchol Elu Ein Mashkichen Al HaChaviv Klal. By all these things, we do not pay attention to what is more Chaviv. Demishahu Me'uchar Me'chaveru Afilu Hu Chaviv Yoser. Whatever is later on in the pasuk is going to be later, even if it's more chaviv. Kegon shahaya chaviv lo shahakol. For example, you have something. So whatever is later in this list is later, even if it's more chaviv. For example, you have something that was shahakol that you enjoyed a lot. It's very chaviv to you. Afilu hachi apri hadama kodem lo. You can have a very chaviv shahakol. Hadama comes before shahakol. V'chein b'chol aniskar l'el. So too in everything that's mentioned over here, this is the order, and we ignore what's more chaviv. Then he writes, Borei Pri Ha'etz or Borei Pri Adama, as Linan Basar HaChaviv. If you have Borei Pri Ha'etz lined up with the Borei Pri Adama, we go after what's more Chaviv. Afilu Hasheni Min Shiva. Even if the other one is the Zayin Minim, more Chaviv wins out over the Zayin Minim. Hayushneim Chavivin. If they are both Chaviv equally, as Linan Basar Min Shiva, then we go after the Zayin Minim. V'im Echon Mehem Muktam BaPasuk. If one of them is earlier in the Pasuk, Kigon, for example, shekoses kloyos chita. You are chewing on roasted grains of wheat. The brachas bar pri adama with the brachas hadama. The ochel zayis, and together with the piece of wheat that's hadama, you're eating an olive which is ha'etz. Yakdim chita. You will put the chita which is hadama first. Hu kodem bakra, because chita comes earlier in the pasuk. Therefore, the chita is first. Kain kasva magen avram. So writes the magen avram. Vagra Polagalza, and the Gra argues on this, Kamosha Kasavnu Lael, Besivkotan Chavzayan Ayin Shom, we just had that in Sivkotan Chavzayan. Shnehem Einam Min Shiva. If you have two foods that are both not from the Zayaminim, Yesh Lahaktim Pri Ha'etz Im Shavim B'Chavivus. So they're both not Zayaminim, but they're both equal in terms of the Chavivus, the Ha'etz comes first. Halav Hachi Chaviv Kodem, but if not, if there was an Indian of one of them being more Chaviv, the one that's more Chaviv would come first, and you would put the boy Pri Ha'etz later, the canal. V'chein Shnehem Pri Ha'adama, Ushneim Shahakol, and so too if you have two foods that are Adama, or two foods that are Shahakol, as Linan Basar Chaviv. We go by what you like better, what's more Chaviv. V'hine Man Nikra Chaviv. Again, we brought this down in the beginning of the Siman, and here the Mishabura summarizes what's called Chaviv. Anan b'nei Ashkenaz nimshachim achar ha-rosh v'si'aso. We the Ashkenazim go after the Rosh, and those with him, shehu amin ha-rogil lios chaviv etzlo. We go by, in general, what you like better, that's what the Ashkenazim hold is more chaviv. Kamo shekosav esif al, like we saw earlier in Sif Aleph. Im shneim chaviv and etzlo, but if they're both equal in terms of the chavivos, as linan achar eza shachafetz ata. Then we'll go by what you're in the mood for now. What's more chaviv now? So we hold be'ikr, chavivas is going in general, but after that we'd certainly go, what is more chaviv right now if they're equal in general? So you go by what you want now, kumosha kosa sebez, la rambam. And then the Mishabura ends off, and then we'll see a few very important notes. Birchas achila ushesia, afilu birchas shahakol, kodemes le birchas areach. If you have a food or a drink to make a bracha on, an achila or a shtia, and you have something that you can make a bracha on the smell, the bracha on achila and shtia comes before a bracha on the smell. So that ends the Mishabura in the Siman. I'd like to first read one small biralocha and then three important notes. The biralocha is on page Kuf Chafei, the Maskel, V'iyu Lav Mimin Shiva. This biralocha is going on the first case of the Mechaber, where we said you have a dish made out of spelt oats and rye, which is mezonos, and you have fruit that are zayaminim, gefen, te'ena, verimon. So we said the mezonos comes first, even though it's not mefurish in the pasuk as a zayaminim. It's a type of wheat, type of barley, but it's not actually wheat or barley. Hinei lefim had the custom of mechaber le'el b'sif aleph, based on what the mechaber told us in the beginning of the siman in sif aleph. Badeya harishona the histamis. That was the first opinion. The Mechaber brought it down stam. The heicha de'ein birchosei and shavos. That when you have two food items and the brachos are not the same, lo as linan basar min shiva. We said over there, you don't go after the zayin minim. So ein mokum l'dvar revelu. So it doesn't make any sense to be discussing over here. We had two different brachos. One's mezonos, one's ha'etz. It doesn't make sense to be discussing what's earlier in the pasuk. We don't factor in zayin minim or what's earlier in the pasuk. Lefi, the first shita the Mechaber brought in Sefalav, which is what he brought down stam, which seems like his ikir shita. Achein ha'emes the davar zeh halohu mehagos maimini b'shem haram. But the truth is, this line of the Mechaber over here is really a quote of the Agos Maimini that he's writing the shem the Maram in Rotenberg. V'yadua d'shitas haram hu da'af be'ein b'chosein shavas min shiv adif. And this shita is going to Maram in Rotenberg. He holds that even when the brachos are not the same, min shiva does win out. So even though it doesn't work out well, this discussion with the Mechaber in his Stam, Shita, and Sif Aleph, but really it's the Ghost Maimini quoting the Maram Meir Umberg, and he argues that Mechaber, so the Mechaber is bringing down his Shita over here. I'd like to look, number one, at note number 30, and see where rice fits into this. Ule'inyan kadimas orez. In terms of the kadima of rice, the Prima Gadim writes, Shemidivriya Shulchanaruch Mashma. The Mechaber over here makes a beautiful dik in the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, the reason why the spelt oats and rye in the Zonos comes before the Zayaminim is because those types of grains could be made into bread. But rice can't be made into bread. So says the Prima Gadim, Shemidivriya Shulchanaruch Mashma, Shemailas Birchas Borim Ne Mizonos. The only mile over here of the Mizonos is Mishum Shaosim Me'adogam Pas. Is because these grains can make bread. That's their chashivus. V'lachein orez, therefore when it comes to rice, she'ein osim imenu pas, eino kodom l'shivas aminim. Therefore, if you have a grape or you have rice, even though rice is mezonos, and we're saying over here mezonos wins out over grapes, but if the mezonos is rice, it can't be made into bread. So the Prima Gadim's Medayik over here, the whole chashivus of the mezonos is that the grains that are mezonos could also be made into bread. Therefore, they go before the zayaminim. But if you have a mezonos that can't be made into bread, like rice, so then it doesn't have that chashivus, the bracha on the grape of ha'etz would come before the mezonos on the rice. That is what the Prima Gadim writes. But if you skip down to the fourth to last line in this note, note number 30, He brings Meidach on the other end of Evan Ozer Kosov. Sha'av She'ein Osen Me'ores Pas Shemavarchen Ale Hamotzi. Even though it's true that rice does not get made into bread that you make a hamotzi on, Mikomokom still. Ho'el Umavarchen Ola Barmine Mizonos. Since Lamaisa, rice is Mizonos. Shehi Bracha Chashuva Yosem Mibirchas Bari Piragofen. That is a more chashuv a bracha than even Bari Piragofen. Yesh Lahaktim Ulavarech Alav. V'chein Kosov Agos Alavush. So we have here an interesting Machlokas Aposkim. Do we give chashivas to rice because it is mizonos and therefore it would come before the other zayminim? Or do we say no? The Mechaber says the only chashivas of the mizonos is because they can be made into bread. Rice, although it's mizonos, it's missing the chashivas, it can't be made into bread, and therefore the ha'es and the zayminim will come before. That is an interesting machlokas. That's note number 30. The next note I'd like to point out is note number 33. The Mechaber said in the last line that the bracha on achila or shtia comes before the bracha on smell. But what about achila and shtia against each other? I have a shahakal drink and I have a shahakal candy. I want both. Is there an inyan to make a bracha on the food before the drink? Or to have the bracha on the food cover the drink? Is there a chashivas of the drink over the food? From the mechaber, it's mashma that there's no milo one over the other. Because it just says, brachos on eating and drinking comes before the bracha on smell. But it doesn't say any chiluk between achila and shtia. So if you look at note 33, he writes, Umisha ome lechov lishos. A person's about to eat and drink. Ha'im yaktim levarech al ha'achila v'yifter es ha'shtia. Ba'ofen sheshovim b'minu b'brachos. Again, they're the same min and they're the same brachos. You have one food and one drink. Is there an inyan to be makdim the bracha on the food and cover the drink? So mashmos divrei mishabur that we just pointed out. She'ein bazedin kadima. The mishabur is mashma. There's no kadima of food over drink. V'chein mashma midvarev le'el. Where he discussed Shemir Kachas Kodemis Liyayin Saraf. We said over there that the jelly, the bracha on the jelly comes before the bracha on the whiskey. Rak Mishum Shebrichaso Bari Piyadama. We said the reason why the Merkachas comes first is because the bracha is Hadama and the whiskey is Shahakol. Velo Mishum Shumacha. We didn't say that's food and that's a drink. So you see over there also, the fact that we have to come on to the Merkachas being Hadama or Ha'etz, and therefore overriding the whiskey and going first, you see that food doesn't normally go before liquids per se, only because it's a more chashuv bracha over there. So again, a second mashmos that eating and drinking, there's no preference. V'chein mefurish b'pim regadim, that it doesn't matter. There's no maila of making the bracha on food before drinks, or making the bracha on the food to pat to the drink, there's no maila. However, Ha'aruch HaShulchan Kosov Sha'achila Kodemis HaShtia. The Aruch HaShulchan argues and he says the bracha on achila comes before the bracha on shtia. Af im HaShtia Chaviv Alav. Even if the shtia is more chaviv, you like to drink better, but there's a milah to make a bracha on food before drink. V'chein hora agon Rav Ozner Kishebrechasei and Shavu. So too writes Rav Ozner, when the brachas are the same, you have Mike and Ikes and you have a can of Coke and you want to have both of them, you would make the shahakal on the Mike and Ikes and pat to the Coke and not vice versa. So again, that's also a machlokas over here between the mashmos of the Mishabura, what the Prima Gadim says, and that which Aruch HaShulchan says. One last note is note number 34. So again, the Mishabur in the last line, he didn't explain why, but he just said the bracha on food and drink comes before the bracha on smell. Explains note 34, based on the Mishabur that we'll see soon, B'tam Adover, the Mishabur writes later on in Reish Tazayim, Sha'atam nichnas laguf mash'en kein reyach. The chashivas of a bracha on food or drink before a bracha on smell is because the food and drink actually goes into your body, and therefore that's more chash of a smell. You get the smell, but it doesn't actually, there's no mamushes that goes into your body. It's not as chash of, therefore the bracha on food and drink overrides the bracha on smell, and you make the bracha first on the food and drink before the smell. But then he writes an interesting discussion, and this is all mafurish in the Mishnah Berurah later on. We touch upon it over here, so we'll read it, but we'll get to it later as well. Ule'inyan davar sha'ochlo v'gam mericho. Till now we've been discussing, you have one food that you want to eat or drink, and then you have something else that smells. It's two separate food items, or a food item and a smell item. Maybe it's not a food. What if you have one food item that also smells? So you want to make a ha'etz on it, or whatever the bracha is on it, and you also want to make a bracha on the smell. You're eating it and smelling it. So we're going to see later on, she'mutav levarech al ha'reach t'chila. On the one hand, you would say, and the Mishabura brings this down, it's better to make the bracha on the smell first. Mishum shehana also krova. It's a closer in coming hana'a. Shetekev she'oso b'yada meriach. But before you eat it, you smell it. You take it into your hand, you already smell it. So it makes sense to make the bracha on the smell before the bracha on the achila. The achila is coming later. V'yachar k'achil varach al ha'achila when you eat it. That's the Mishabura writes at first. And then he writes further, sha'aprim begodin nosan eitz acheres. L'maisa, you're supposed to make the bracha on the food before, like we just saw. So the Prima Gadim gives an eitza and says as follows. Sheyitom ksas min apri. First make a eitza and taste a little of the fruit. V'yavarech ala birchas achila. V'lo yechavin lehanos min areach. And don't have intention to get hanah from the smell. You smell it, but you're not mechavin for any hanah from the smell. So you can make the bracha on the achila first, which is really more chashiv. V'achakach yavarech birchas areach v'yariach. Then you'll make a bracha on the smell and whatever's left of the food that you didn't eat. And then you will make a bracha on the smell and you will smell the item. So we're coming out over here in our Mishavura, the bracha on the achil and shtia overrides the bracha on the smell. But then when it's talking about one food item that also smells, the Mishavura says later, l'chari, you should make the bracha on the smell first, it comes first. But the Primer Gadim says, in order to be mekayim, what we're saying over here, that the bracha on the food is more chashiv, what you should do is have kavana not to get hanah from the smell, make a bracha on the food, taste the food, then make a bracha on the smell, have kavana for the hanah on the smell, and then you smell it. We'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Siman Reish Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.